se compepo. Yeah, nenga ala leloni awilo. Umude se weka weka 18 plus. Na nguni pine ndia kupela cash. Eti mfanye tiako iyo iwe nansi. Iteshe walange ni uole kokanshi. Nenga tumbone tukali. Danga uli fiti nowe.
Alright, rewind selector. Iriashi Mochingereshi. And it's Mkwaye. Stay great to Common Radio, your number one radio station. Good evening.
Hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Common Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Common Radio News. At 6:30 hours. 12:45. And at 18:50, Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Dismembered body found a staffer in a trunk has been identified as that of a final year medical student at CBU. In African news, the Burkina Faso's junta expels a top UN official over child rights report. To present the news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. The dismembered body that was found by the community in Kitwe Zamtan area stuffed in a trunk has been identified as that of Fred Kapuka, a final year medical student at the Copperbelt University, CBU. His headless body with both legs severed was found on Monday stuffed inside a black trunk along Jonken Road near the Ndola Kitwe dual carriageway. Lima Posa Ward Councillor Lakson Filongwe reported the discovery to the police after residents woke up to the depressing scene. According to community members, a vehicle was heard in the early morning hours, around 04:30 hours, and a loud noise suggested a heavy object, believed to be a trunk, was being dropped. Copperbelt Police Commanding Officer Pethi Asiandenge confirmed that the body was found naked inside the closed trunk. He noted that cuts appeared fresh and there were visible burns on the victim's chest, suggesting that killing took place elsewhere. Mr. Asiandenge further disclosed that while still at the scene, officers received information that their colleagues at Ndola Hillcrest Police had discovered two human legs and a head near Hillcrest Clinic in Ndola. The body has since been transported to Kitwe Teaching Hospital mortuary as police continue their investigations. Residents of Kapi Rinpoche's East Park area have appealed to the local authority to add gravel as the grading of township roads is being done. They say grading the road would be meaningless without considering placing some gravel on it. The residents who spoke to Combat Radio News fear that once the rainy season starts, it will worsen the situation, adding that the council must also look into protecting of water pipes whenever they embark on the grading of the township roads. Mukushi District Mother and Child Healthcare Coordinator Edith Momba Kapotesha has expressed concern over the declining number of parents and guardians taking children under the age of 5 for routine under 5 clinic services. Mrs. Kapotesha said the regular attendance at these clinics is vital, as parents and guardians benefit from expert advice provided by trained health personnel. She further explained that under 5 clinics help monitor children's growth, including weight and overall well-being, ensuring they align with age-appropriate health standards. Mrs. Kapotesha has since called on the community to prioritize consistent attendance at mother and child health services to safeguard the health and development of young children.
Chaliba important ukweba tuana mayo mule twalaba na benu mukupimisha kuanda 5 no kumona efyo aledi ya umwana no tukula mpela feporejisha kwa tafintu mwali ingile banyina no mwana mwaya pa kliniki utiba mieba ifya kuchita fidia fiance sibamu under 5 clinic. Bana mayo tupose kwa mano kubana. Bana ba Zambia badia mwaleta. Bana ba chalo bambi vaka baba minister ba teacher ba nasi ba shani. So tupose kwa mano. Fijapi ineba mikusha imwe na imwe mkusha bana benu wino.
Kitwe District Commissioner Wans Mongonomo has emphasized the importance of community support in effective policing. Speaking when he inspected the new Kawama police post in Chimwemwe constituency, Mr. Ngonomo stressed that the police cannot fight crime alone and rely heavily on the community to identify and report suspicious activities. He highlighted that locals often have knowledge of criminal activities such as theft, illegal sales, and drug trafficking, and urged them to support the police by reporting any information that could help combat crime.
So I'm happy to be here and I urge the people of Chimwemwe to support the police by reporting anything that is suspicious. There's a house where people don't sleep, tell the police about it. There are people that drive motor vehicles with no registration number, tell the police about it. It's an offense to remove the registration. Why would the vehicle be driven without the registration number? So together, working with the police, we'll succeed to keep our society free from.
Meanwhile, Chimwemwe constituency member of parliament Allen Banda has emphasized the importance of community involvement in security initiatives. Mr. Banda highlighted the establishment of neighborhood watches and collaboration with the police post to achieve a zero crime.
As you've noticed, what we're trying to do is we're trying to ensure that people's property is protected at all. As a result, we are encouraging people to actually contribute in certain ways where we can have small little watch.